At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Dish Nation! What are we doing today?
We got all the Bachelor Nation news from the last final ceremony to the new bachelorettes.
And we got two babies to tell you about, and let's just say there's something in the water with these names.
Plus, I'll be talking to the legendary Vivica A. Fox, and you don't want to miss that.
All right, y'all, Sherry and Heidi are out today, and Frank will join us later, but let's dive on in. Head crack, what you got?
Okay, I know we're all in our feelings about whether Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod can make their relationship work.
Yes.
Now, Alex Rodriguez just flew down to the Dominican Republic to be with J-Lo while she's shooting a movie, but it seems that the really big incentive for them to work things out is their kids. Now, even though they're not married, they basically have a blended family already. And A-Rod's daughters and J-Lo's twins were reportedly devastated about them possibly breaking up. Okay, seems pretty relatable. Now, Portia, when you're a parent, you kind of want the kids to be happy. Do you think they're doing the right thing by trying to work it out?
I don't know. It depends on, now, if the relationship can be mended and everybody actually be good, then that's a good thing. Mm. But you can't just put a Band-Aid over it and be around some children, because at the end of the day, kids, whether they belong to you or not, stepkids or whatever, they can sense if you're faking it. And those aren't his kids. There's no reason for him to stay there and fake it for someone else's kids. So if it's not right, if it's not going to be right, move on.
It's unfortunate when the kids get real close. Do you guys think they should do like a parent trap type scenario and lock their parents in a room together, or try to fly them away somewhere together? I think that would be cute, right? That would work.
They might actually make more kids that way.
I think from the start, the parents to tell the other parents, I should tell the kids. Now, I'm getting together with Mr. Mark, or whatever his name is. He has more tendencies. So we might not all be together forever. But in the meantime, while we're together, we're going to be together and be a family. But we're not going to stay together if your dad, honey, is a whoremonger and cheating on me. That won't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, sometimes you do have to be that honest with the kids to be like, hey, man, he messing up. Tell him to get it together.
Yep, listen, your dad's a whoremonger. We can't be together anymore, all right? I got to keep it moving.
That's right.
Damn.
Okay, are y'all ready? It's time for Baby Report.
Baby Report. Yeah.
First up, y'all, we gotta congratulate Miss Lala Kent, honey, the Vanderpump Rules star, and her fiance, producer Mr. Randall Emmett, y'all. Now, just welcomed a baby girl, and guess what? They named her Ocean. Oh my God, that is such a pretty name, honey.
And Wilder Valderrama just revealed the name of his new baby girl, and it's Nakano Oceana. Okay,
nice.
He wanted something strong, so the name Nakano comes from a female samurai named Takiko Nakano. Wow.
I love the names, because they didn't go, you know, ethnic. Or they did something different. They didn't name the child Portia or maybe Shantae or something like that. They named him a cute little name.
Gary. How
Asian
about that?
Ethnic.
Nobody names their child Gary anymore. It's so prehistoric. Gary,
you had to
new.
Be born before 1945 to be Gary.
These names weren't out when Gary was growing up.
At all.
Beautiful.
Well, last night, The Bachelor wrapped up its most dramatic season ever, and we finally found out that Matt James did end up choosing controversial contestant Rachel Kirkconnell. Wow. I was surprised. I was surprised. But after the final rose with Emmanuel Acho guest hosting, we learned that they broke up and Matt had the uncomfortable conversation and explained why. Check it out.
And so when I questioned our relationship, it was on the context of you not fully understanding my blackness and what it means to be a black man in America and what it would mean for our kids. I had to take a step back for you to put in that work that you outlined that you needed to do. And that's why we can't be in a relationship.
Why would he go for her anyway, though?
I know. We were screaming at the TV, like, why, Matt? Why? Yeah.
He probably really liked her, and the pressure of the internet and the rest of the world kind of made him crumble. Yeah. Stressed him out, made him grow a beard and everything.
Yeah. She probably reminded him of his mama, though. I think she reminded him of his mama. It was something to that.
HK, he said that she needs to do the work on her own. Do you agree with that, my friend?
I do agree, because, like, the thing is, sometimes you got to live long enough to get your life lessons. I mean, we all do things that when we look back on it, oh, that wasn't maybe necessarily the best thing to align myself with or the best thing to say. She did some dumb stuff that when you look back on it, you realize it was wrong, and she just has to continue to live life to realize the wrongs that she has done in the past so she can become a better person. Yep. It's not time for them.
Right. Yeah, but why he wasted time on the other girls? Like, you wasted those other girls' time who were actually in love with you, actually have done the work, actually ready to go get somebody
girl,
and dump them afterwards.
Girl, they got a check.
And actually knows history, y'all.
In the words of Oprah, one thing I knew for sure, he wasn't picking none of them damn black girls. So that's one thing I knew for sure.
They wasn't on the radar, Gary. They weren't even on the radar.
Well, y'all, besides wrapping up the season of The Bachelor, we also found out who the new bachelorettes will be. That's right, y'all. I said bachelorettes.
Okay.
Because there's going to be two bachelorettes this year. But hold up. They ain't going to be on the same season, y'all, because can't nobody handle all that daggone drama. But both ladies are from Matt's season, so Katie Thurston will be on season 17 Bachelorette, and the lady that Matt almost chose, Michelle Young, will be on the season 18 Bachelorette.
She's awesome.
Wow. Now, Portia, do you think it would be better or dope if they would do both Bachelorettes in the same season? That would be different.
That'd be fire.
Yeah, I think it would give us as the viewers a better chance because, look, the women seem to pick somebody and leave quick. Remember what the last Bachelorette did? So at least one girl will still be standing. I think it'll be fine because at the end of the day, they're going to click with who they're going to click with. Just more drama, more goodness for us to watch. I think they should be on the same time.
Can you imagine that being at the rose ceremony and they had one guy, the same guy, roses, and they got to do some, man, that'd be nuts. And then giving the guy the power to choose who he wants to continue with,
that's high-level drama.
Or both bachelorettes take one guy into the fantasy suite.
That's a whole genre on the hub.
Super freak.
Free scum, mad at night.
Real Housewives meet the Bachelorette, honey.
The Bachelorette.
You better go for that EP credit, girl. You better call them. Okay?
The girl's trip. Girl's trip.
All right, y'all. Now, so, Frank, honey, I hear Hugh Grant is spilling some new tea, honey, about a not-so-divine situation that he had back in the day.
That's right. Who can forget Hugh Grant getting arrested with sex worker Divine Brown? Remember that?
Yes, I remember,
well,
brother.
Hugh just revealed why the 1995 indiscretion happened, and he blamed it on his acting in the movie 9 Months. Now, Hugh said, I was about to launch my first Hollywood film, and I had a bad feeling about it. I went to a screening. Everyone in it was brilliant, but I was so atrocious that I was not in a good frame of mind. So what do you think, Chewy? Bad acting, a good excuse for getting a hooker?
You know what? If he could use that as an excuse to do that, what can I use bad TV hosting for? I'm just going to get away with everything now, brother. Would this defense hold up in court, brother? What do you think, Frank?
No, it did not hold up in court. Maybe not even in the court of relationships, because he was with Elizabeth Hurley at the time. And
exactly!
She ended up leaving him, right? Like, right after that, she, like, didn't stick around. She left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was all over the tabloids, all over the news.
You know, in Hollywood, though, I mean, everybody probably tried to pursue acting at some point. So maybe Hugh and Divine were in an acting class together, and he was trying to run lines by her because he was so insecure about his own acting. Maybe, right?
All right, yo. Still ahead, our buddy HK is hanging out with the one and only Vivica A. Fox. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey,
there might be some drama brewing between Nicki Minaj and Tiffany Haddish, y'all. I hate to say it, but it's happening. Here's the deal. Someone leaked some audio from a Clubhouse chat room that Tiffany was in, and things went a little left. Check it out.
Anybody ever tell you like the Nicki Minaj of comedy right now? You're just killing the game.
That must have sucked. Unlike Nikki, she shows up on time.
And unlike Nikki, I treat everybody with respect and dignity.
Hey.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Portia, so on Clubhouse, you never really know who's in the room, who's listening, who's recording. Do you think Tiffany should have just kept her mouth shut? What's up?
I don't think Tiffany can ever shut her mouth. Like, Tiffany is one of those people, if she's, you know, performing or not, she's going to say how she feels. And I think everybody should be able to. I love Nicki Minaj. I think she is a very respectful person. However, people deserve they have their own damn opinion, okay? So I think, you know, if she said it, she said it. And that's what Clubhouse is for, to be real.
You guys think Nicki Minaj is going to respond to this or just keep it moving?
She's somewhere breastfeeding, child. Let me tell you, when you're dealing with a newborn, you're going to have to come harder than that to get a response out of somebody, okay?
She ain't going to do nothing that's going to wake the baby.
No.
All right, y'all, moving on. Bruno Mars has a message for the ladies. Hey. And he's showing off some moves. So for this, we're going to call it a Thirst Trapping with Bruno Mars edition. Hey. Yes. He's just so cute, y'all. So Bruno Mars shared this video after his Grammy performance for his new single, Leave the Door Open. Oh, that's right, y'all. Take a look. I'ma leave the door open. If a guy that y'all were dating sent you this video, what are you doing?
I'm coming through that open door, okay? Like, I think Bruno Mars, like, that little shimmy he did, he's just cute because he's sexy.
So cute.
But he tried to be funny at the same time. I think it's cute. I'm here for it.
But I really love that song. That song is just so touching,
honey.
It's just
beautiful. Yes, it is.
So good.
Yeah.
Yo, if we formed a group, what would our group name be, y'all?
The Chunkies.
Not the Chunkies.
Speak for yourself. I lost mad weight.
Boys like that,
okay.
Gary.
Speak for yourself. Your back fat, Gary. Don't talk for us, okay?
Gary and the back fats.
Gary, we trying. We trying.
So with that being said, y'all, is this a thirst trap? Because I would say it's not a thirst trap. It's not a thirst trap.
No, it's cute. It's cute video.
I say it's a thirst trap and I'm trapped, okay? I'm trying to be in that open door, okay? I'm trying to be in that open door portion.
All right, y'all. Today's deal is the JVC wearable wireless neckband speaker. It's a great alternative to the earbuds and traditional headphones. Enjoy the comfort of wireless listening without covering up your ears thanks to the Bluetooth speaker's unique wearable neckband style and lightweight, low-profile design.
Oh, this is so cute, but it's tiny. How's the quality on it?
Well, Gary, despite its compact design, these speakers can deliver high-quality premium sound from powerful bass to clear treble, all thanks to a bass-enhancing diaphragm unit in addition to the main speaker. Plus, it has remote functions such as play, pause, skip, and includes a built-in microphone for hands-free calling and voice assistant operation on compatible smartphones.
That's right, and with a built-in rechargeable battery, you get up to 20 hours of amazing music playback.
Okay, now, honey, I'm sold. How much is it?
Okay, now, usually these neckband speakers have been seen as high as $150. But for our Dish Nation crew, it's only $39.
Ooh, okay. Yes.
You already know the procedure. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Now, coming up, I sit down with the beautiful Vivica A. Fox, and she revealed her top 5 roles she's done and more. It's pretty ill. Keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation, and our next guest needs no introduction. You've been seeing her all over your TV and film screen for years, and now you can catch her on Fox Soul's Cocktails with Queens. Let's give a warm Dish Nation welcome for Vivica A. Fox. What up, Queen?
Hey!
You got this new show, Cocktails with Queens. What made you decide to do the show?
Well, first of all, I was just supposed to do an interview with Claudia. And then they hit me back and they're like, hey, we're gonna add Lisa Ray. I'm like, that's my dog. Then they're like, we're gonna add Selena Johnson. I was like, love her too. So we did the show and it's almost coming up on a year in April. I can't believe it went by so quickly.
Everybody that's in Cocktails with Queens has acting credits. If there was a movie with all of you in it, what is that movie?
Oh my gosh, Grown and Sexy. The Adventures of Being Grown and Sexy. I would like it to be kind of like African-American version of Sex and the Cities.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what I'm saying about, you know what I mean?
I love the chemistry that you have between y'all. Y'all have all tapped into our lives in various different ways, and I love the way that it's playing out right there on Fox Soul. Now, and also, your movie, like, you know, credits is crazy. 86 movies. There's at least 15 of them streaming right now on Tubi. Tell us some of your favorite movies that you've starred in.
Oh, my gosh. My top five would be Set It Off, Kill Bill, Independence Day, Two Can Play That Game, and Soul Food.
And for those who don't know about Tubi, explain what it is.
Yes, Tubi is a free streaming service. They have over 30,000 titles of movies and television shows. You're going to see a library of my movies, my new Cocktails with Queen show, my other new show that I'm hosting called The Screening Room, and many of your other favorite African-American actors and actresses. And it's free.
You can't beat free, all right? Dish Nation's on there too, shameless plug. And you talk about The Screening Room, celebrating independent filmmakers who are making phenomenal short films. What still keeps you passionate about the art after all these years?
I love what I do. You know, like that smile that I see on your face, and when I hear your voice, you hear the joy in what you do. I love what I do. And I've been gracefully, thank you, God, able to go into new chapters of my career. I went from the young ingenue to, you know, then strong roles and Independence Day and action roles. Then I went to the theater and I had to reignite my career. And I'm just trying to make sure for my fans that I continue to bring them quality work that they can enjoy.
Well, yo, big up yourself, queen. Before we go, is there anything else that people need to know about?
Yes, coming soon. We have BET, Her Through Her Eyes, directed by your girl, Vivica A. Fox. We also have True to the Game 3. That's gonna be dropping in July. The Vivica Fox Hustling with Vivica A. Fox podcast. And catch me every Thursday on The Screening Room on Fox Soul and Tubi and Cocktails with Queens every Monday for those messy Mondays with Claudia Jordan, Vivica Fox, Lisa Ray, and Selena Johnson.
Everywhere you stare, she gonna be there. That's Vivica A. Fox. Thank you so much for stopping by and showing love, yo.
You're welcome. Please tell the rest of the gang I said hey.
Vivica A. Fox, more Dish Nation after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Navigating quarantine has been pretty difficult for everyone.
Yeah.
But in the past episode of his show, we saw how hard it was for Sister Wives star Cody Brown. When this whole lockdown began, he says having four wives and 18 kids, Cody felt the pressures of dividing his time between wives while staying safe. Well, one wife suggested that Cody do a rotation, go to one house, stay for a few days, and then when he's done and everyone is healthy, move on to the next house for a couple of days and so on. Well, Cody wasn't feeling it. You guys are talking about my body. I feel like I'm being passed around like a rag doll.
Wow.
Chewy, if you're going to have four wives, didn't you sign up to get passed around like a rag doll?
Exactly, Frank. You know what? I watch this show religiously. I'm just saying he always tries to make it about himself, and he's constantly complaining. And anytime his wives try to suggest anything, he doesn't like to hear it. He's a little bit of a chauvinist.
I can barely handle one wife, but if I was going to have the Dishter wives... from Dish, and I got Heidi, and I got Portia, I got Brad, and I got Sherry.
Yes.
I had to divide my time between the homes. Can you imagine how hard that would be?
That would be a party.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.